September 13th, 2022. I have asked Chris Bone from Human Resources to lead us in the pledge. All right, we'll move on to our public comment section. Anybody from the public would mind coming forward, state your name, and ask that you keep it around 3 minutes. Right on Wanda. Rhonda, waiting on you. Yes.
I don't have a large update today. I was at the, I know you always like me to state my name, Rhonda Perks with the Office of Congressman Chris Stewart. I was at the event, the 9/11 event here at the Legacy Event Center this week. The congressman was out of town, but he did have a chance to call Jenny Taylor and talk to her about that, and he'll be able to go at another time while it's there. Congress is in session the entire month of September. The congressman's on a plane today. They will be working more weeks than normal during September because, as you know, in October they will break because every single congressman in the nation is running an election. So they will be, well, I shouldn't say every single one, but many of them. So you probably won't be seeing me in October that much on the official side. The congressman did spend a week doing a Middle East swing last week. He was in Qatar, Jordan, Israel, and Saudi Arabia on a CODEL assignment there. So working on lots of things on the Intel Committee, as well as listening to a lot of his constituents complain about inflation, and he firmly believes that the answer to that is for Congress to stop hemorrhaging lots and lots and lots of money that we don't have. So that's going to kind of be the focus this month, and I will give you any legislative updates I have in the next coming weeks. Thank you.
Moving down to our business and action items, Community and Economic Development Director Kent Anderson. Kent.
Morning, Commission. Kent Anderson, Director, Community and Economic Development. A handful of items for your consideration today. The first one is an adoption of an ordinance amending portions of Section 14.04.259A, Article E, the Flood Damage Protection Ordinance. This would be beginning 9/13/2022. So most of you are aware, I'm sure, that we FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, has been conducting a flood study throughout Davis County and around the Great Salt Lake for the past 6 years. And so now we're coming to the point where they've finalized their maps. The modification of these flood insurance rate maps will become effective September 15th, 2022. Prior to this effective date, the county must adopt or revise our local flood management regulations, and that's what's being proposed today to essentially incorporate that date and make any additional modifications that that FEMA has required. So FEMA has reviewed this ordinance. They have found it acceptable to meeting their requirements. The important thing of having this in place and in good standing allows our residents to purchase flood insurance, and so consider it vital for our community. We don't have very many structures that have been affected. We had about three that I notified. Most of them were barns, etc., but we did notify them. And so this ordinance has been posted in 9 places throughout the county. And
comments?
No comments.
Okay.
No. Most of the impacts are going to occur within cities, and their floodplain administrators will address that individually. So each city needs to do this as well. This will be just specific to the unincorporated portions.
Okay.
Item number 2 is approval of a summary list of 10 RV agreements at the Legacy Event Center. Terms receivable in the amount of $833.93, beginning 8/5/2022 to 8/28/2022. Item number 3 is acceptance of the Memorandum of Understanding with the Book Garden for the $10,000 $5 mural grant for their Discover Davis Mural Grant Program application with the Davis County Tourism and Events Office. Terms payable in the amount of $10,000 beginning 9/13/2022 to 12/31/2023. Item number four is an acceptance of Memorandum of Understanding with Syracuse Regional Museum for the $2,500 mural grant for their Discover Davis Mural Grant Program application with the Davis County Tourism and Events Office. Terms receivable or payable in the amount of $2,500 beginning 9/13/2022 to 12/31/2023. Final item number five, approval of a contract with the Junior Premier League USA Soccer for the fall 2022 league play. Terms receivable in the amount of $3,738.90 beginning 9/13/2022 to 11/3/2022. And if I may, just on item number one, if I could, if adopted, if the clerk could get me that signed copy as soon as possible so I can get that over to FEMA, that would be terrific. Thank you.
What I think we should do is let's just adopt one first, and then we can go do the rest. So I'll make a motion that we adopt the ordinance amending portions of Section 14, that's 04259A of the Flood Damage Protection.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll make a motion that we approve items 2 through 5 presented to us by Kent Anderson.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Public Works, Adam Wright. Kent, did you have something else to say? You were just stepping back. Okay. Okay.
Morning. I brought to you today for your consideration item number 6. This is for the approval or resolution of an interlocal cooperation agreement with Layton City for the Fairfield Road sidewalk project. Terms receivable in the amount of $146,008.33 beginning today, 9/13/22 to 1/31/2024. This is cooperation on our Fairfield Culvert project. They'll be extending their sidewalk through that area as part of that project.
Part of an area that didn't have sidewalk before?
Yeah, that's the only section on Fairfield I'm aware of without it. So.
That's good.
I'll make a motion to approve item number 6.
Second. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. From the Sheriff's Office, Butch Arnold, Chief Deputy.
Morning, Chief Deputy Arnold Butcher with Davis County Sheriff's Office. Item number 7 for your consideration is a list of 7 participants in the SCRAM program. These are receivable, very variable based on the testing that they are required to do and the monitoring fees. It begins upon final signature of the commission and runs until these participants are no longer under court order to participate in the programs. Item number 8 for your consideration is a grant application with the Utah Commission on Criminal Juvenile Justice, the CCJJ, for a JAG grant applicant. This is a receivable in the amount of $6,245, begins on 10/1/2022, and goes until 3/31/2023. And item number 9 is a training reimbursement agreement with Deputy Thomas for special functions training and basic corrections training. This again is amount of $13,652, and it begins upon the day that he is sworn in as a deputy sheriff after he completes the academy and goes 2 years from that date.
I'll make a motion we approve items 7, 8, and 9 presented to us by Butch.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll make a motion that we on the abatement hardship that we go ahead and grant the abatement.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes as written and presented to us for August 23rd, 2022 commission meeting, for the work session on July 26, 2022, August 2nd, 2022, August 23rd, 2022, August 30, 2022, September 6, 2022, and the special works session meeting on August 15th of 2022.
And I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I make a motion that we go into the Board of Equalization.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Curtis.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration today under auditor adjustments, you have an approved appeals report with 20 various appeals totaling $2,114,198. Under abatements, you have a recommended denial of abatement report with two items on that. Under corrections, you have three veteran exemption tax abatements for the year 2021, and then we have a correction to the meeting, the Board of Equalization meeting on August 30th of 2022. It was incorrectly stated that UDOT had purchased the land in 2021. It has purchased the land on those two items, two parcels, in 2018. Under assessor adjustments, under assessor corrections, you have a report with various corrections totaling $710,083, and that completes your property tax register for the Board of Equalization September 13th, 2022.
I'll make a motion that we approve the tax register as presented to us.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Make a motion we go back into our regular commission meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opportunity for comments. Curtis, Neil?
No comment, thank you.
Commissioner Stevenson?
Nope.
I don't have any comments. This meeting's adjourned.